Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective. Tonight, Ani will not be joining us, so we have a very special guest, Priscilla Hewlin. We will talk with her shortly. I want to, as always, invite everyone to call in. This is a listener participation show, and we would love to hear your questions and your comments during the second part of the show. For those of you who would like to call in or even contemplating that, the phone number to call is 1-877-876-5227. Again, that's 1-877-876-5227. And we'll be repeating that one more time before opening the lines to callers a bit later on. Today's show was definitely going to be about grid systems and our connection to the Earth, to the Sky Nation, and to the Earth plane, and the alignment of our grid bodies. However, with our fabulous special guest today, we're really going to be talking and touching on together, and hopefully with your participation, we're going to be touching on our capacity to multitask, the gifts and talents that we are born with, which are numerous and meant to be, and the ability to very much not think that one needs to be canceled out or cast out in order for another expressive, creative, abundant part of who you are to come forth. How it's possible to multitask and to give life to many different aspects of ourselves. And I'm going to be talking to Priscilla about that because she has not only this tremendous light and tremendous joy, this unbelievable experience that I've had in meeting her, where she brings to the table just so much energy, vibrancy, and abundance to all of her projects. She is one who can speak better on behalf of this than myself in regards to her, that she will be able to discuss with you and share with you her thoughts on multitasking, gifts, and ability to give life to them all. And so, Priscilla, I invite you to go ahead and share with our listeners and our callers her fabulous self, and how it is that you bring so much light and so much people. You have to meet her and get a chance to interact with her because her level of service is so authentic. It's so pure. There's very little of the universal heartbeat that is left out of what she does. And she brings everything to the table, meaning that then everything is possible to be created. Priscilla, you want to talk on that?
Wow. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate the introduction. That was absolutely fabulous. So thank you. I'm definitely humbled by that. What it is I do, and I have several different companies, and one of the reasons why I have several different companies is because I decided that freedom is really important to me. I love my freedom, and I love certain things, and I also love the capability of being able to go and help other people learn and teach them and train them and what it is that I do also. So just Thank you. Mm-hmm. So a couple of things that I have a website. It's called Priscilla Hewlin Consulting International. It's a brand new website. And that website does not have everything on it, but it tells a little bit about me as far as the sales aspect is concerned and how I do sales with people. And one of the things I really want to do, it's really interesting to me, is to help people create a better environment in their jobs from day to day. Because right now in the world, it seems like people have a tendency to want to grab and pull in instead of just being themselves and relaxing and coming from within out. And that way they can share who it is they really are authentically. And by doing this as a customer or a client, when you come into a place, let's say a hotel for instance, you are so pleased because, you know, your name is remembered, you see a happy person behind the desk, you see somebody who loves doing what they're doing and they do it well because they're not, you know, they don't feel intensely, you know, inadequate at what they're doing. So it's mm-hmm. a great pleasure to be able to bring that to people.
Well, you absolutely do. I mean, I want to hear so much more from you, but people, I will add to my experience that I've seen Priscilla in always offering, kind of being the vision and being the picture for others when they have forgotten that for themselves, when they have forgotten what's possible. I see Priscilla, her energy is just so big that, and so full of possibility and so full of creative. It's almost like nothing is off the charts. There's no capacity or level that she can't grasp and bring to the same page and bring to the table and say, this, we can make this happen. So your positive energy on top of everything else almost elevates people around you.
Mm. I truly do believe that. Thank you for pointing that out. I mm-hmm. really do believe that people's capacity is much larger than what they think it is. And it's taken me some time to realize that also about myself, but we have things or messages that come to us that, let's say somebody is saying, okay, I love to draw with pencil and I can't, you know, I just have to go home and draw with pencil when I get done with my 8-hour job. Why mm-hmm. are we not using that talent and really bringing it out to the world? Because other people would love to see that. I mean, share your gifts. That's one of the things that you were talking about, is that we really do miss out when we don't share our gifts with each other. We really, somebody is missing it. And if you're thinking about it and you're creating something, somebody's wanting that. That's why that
Absolutely.
Gift is given to you. Yes.
Oh, that's
somebody's
a great
wanting
point.
That.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because if you weren't hearing that, you know, draw with the pencils or, you know, go help children or whatever it is for you, if you weren't hearing that, then it would be, you wouldn't be doing anything with it. Because you're hearing it, that's your need, that's your voice. Go do something with that. And it can be really small. It can be just talking to a person about it, saying, you know what, this is what I really do. Or this is what I'd love to do. And sometimes just that one connection can just kick it off to somebody else who's looking for that person right away. Well, I know somebody who's looking for somebody just like you. And you'd be amazed. I mean, miracles happen all the time. So it's about
Absolutely.
also being really open to receiving and, you know, nurturing your talent and, you know, being driven about your talent or talents. Let me put it that way, talents, because everybody has several talents. And working with them and you know how when you're doing something, here's another key too, when you're doing something and time just kind of fades away, you know that that's
mm-hmm.
your niche. You
mm-hmm.
know that that's your niche, because if you lose track of time, that's one of your callings.
Oh, that is beautiful. I want to interject here and say that what I've also noticed is that our capacity to multitask the gifts and talents we're born with is not the blockage, that our belief that it is possible and that we are deserving becomes more of our burden. So it is oftentimes for people to feel not only to believe in their gift or talent and believe that it can, somebody would be interested in it, but that also they feel deserving of doing something different, being something different than everyone in their family, friends, or coworkers. And so there's oftentimes this contraction and holding back from, I'm not going to step out beyond the comfort level of myself or possibly everyone around me because I don't feel deserving if they're not grasping beyond themselves and giving life to their greatest passion or creativity, then I won't either. And I think I totally agree with what Priscilla's saying, that the key is to trust that if you're hearing it, if you're feeling it and you're drawn to it, it's because it's your calling. I love that, Priscilla. Go ahead.
Thank you. And another thing, I mean, you said that really well about being able to not afraid. Well, everybody is afraid when they first step out and try and do something on there. That's a given. And I don't know how much, even if you have a lot of business sense to be able to do all the bookkeeping and like that, just doing it on your own, it's scary. Because also another reason is, how are we scared to be successful? Why are we scared to be that successful on our own? Which really, I mean, if we look around, nothing would be made if it wasn't for somebody taking that risk and going out
Absolutely.
And saying, okay, I can make a chair, or I can make a fish tank, or I can make, you know, a pot for a plant. So it's like you have to not listen. And there's going to be lots of naysayers. And so one of the things I would do also is if you have somebody like a coach or somebody who can help you train, who's there for you, that says, you know, this is my idea, what do you think? They're helping you with it, that's great. Stay with them. Don't tell everybody in your circle, because what happens is a lot of times they won't be your best friend. They won't be your rally squad. And it's not that they don't, well, I'm going to say this. A lot of times it's really uncomfortable to see other people succeed. And the reason why is kind of has that crabs in the bucket theory, where the crab's trying to get out and they want to pull you back down because you can't get out, and so they keep pulling each other back down.
Mm-hmm.
It's more comfortable to be miserable and have other people around you who are miserable than to step out on your own and take that risk and that big challenge and go for it. Other people, especially a lot of times family members, get really scared, and they get scared for you because they can't understand why you're doing what it is you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to keep plugging along and really let go and trust. Trust the universe. Trust your coach. Trust your, you know, find the people that will rally with you, or just keep listening to that guidance. Listening to that guidance and keep going with that.
Absolutely. Now, Priscilla, why don't you share with everyone, as detailed as you'd like to be, the very different aspects of the brilliance that you hold and that others can utilize through connecting with you and your infinite wisdom and your experience of comfortability and almost, I would say, not only it goes beyond a can-do attitude, it's almost like you're an energy anchor of possibility. So why don't you share with everyone, go from your comfortability, from one creative thing to the next, what those areas are, and then at the end of that, I'll remind you to let people know how they can reach you.
Okay. One of the things that I said before, my first business is Priscilla Hewlin Consulting International.
Mm-hmm.
One way that you can reach me is at that website. And that's a business I started because I've done sales and hospitality, been in the hospitality business for about 7 years, and in sales for about 15 years, just working for different companies. So I decided to branch out on my own because, at this time and in these times, it's, you know, things are kind of unsettling. So I really wanted to be my own boss and have for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my businesses. And I think a lot of people have that calling, but it gets to be very scary because they go, okay, how do I pay my bills? And believe me, especially there's SBAs, there's women-owned business places that can help you. There's all different things. You got to do a little bit of research on the Internet. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me, too, and it's at the bottom of that website. Also, because I love to travel, I have a company called atrip2.com, which is a travel agency, travel company, and I've used it and done some traveling. And my basic, one of my basic callings is to travel the world and really help people, do some consulting, and I also want to do some selling of some artwork. I'm very passionate about art. I'm also an artist. I work with acrylics, and I do a little bit of photography. But unsold some of my pieces, and I also help represent other artists all over. So that's another thing that I do. And I'm also an author, so I wrote a book. And so for those people who want to write a book, let me tell you, it's a lot easier than what you think it is. The first part about it, and the first part about anything, is getting started. And I think one of the reasons why people don't get started is because we're so afraid of failure. Yeah, but let me tell you that everybody fails. Everybody makes mistakes. And so it doesn't mean that your business is going to fail. It just means that you might try it a certain way, and it might not be exactly that way. It might look a little bit different than what you think it's going to be. And so to really kind of let go of the outcome, put it out there and kind of let go of the outcome, because it could be much bigger than what you think, too. It could be huge, and you have no idea. You just have no idea.
Let me interrupt you for one second, and let's have you spell your website information for them to, like, put in a couple of words. If they put in your name, how do you spell your name? You want to spell your name for the listeners?
Sure. It's Priscilla, P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A, Hulin, H-U-L-I-N, and then it's consulting.com.
Okay, so PRISCILLAHULIN. Folks, don't pass up this opportunity to meet somebody that is not on the outskirts of things. It's right in the middle of what is possible and happening, and this person's ability to create, to be the bridge and the networking that connects not only those to what they desire, but those to what's possible. You really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So go ahead, Priscilla, share some more about what you do.
Okay. I'm also a minister with Holistic Resources Foundation, and I've been doing that for several years. I do blessings and weddings, and weddings are, if you ever thought about being a minister, weddings are a wonderful thing to do, because it gives me a huge amount of joy to be able to do that, and I've done them in several different states, so I'm really excited about that. I haven't done anything internationally yet, but I'm definitely open for that. And then, like I said, I wrote a book. It's called Ladies Keep Your Hands on Your Wallet. So it's stories about different... You like that? It's stories about different women and how they've done their life. Some people that they've run into along the way, their faith and their belief in life, and how they decided to change things around for out of catastrophes. And there's a couple of stories in there that you would think that people would just, like, totally give up, and they ended up being very much the heroines. So,
wow, so yeah. That's called Ladies Keep Your Hands on Your Wallets.
Yes, and I only have, I published it myself, I only have about 20 copies left. I could do another one if that's the case, but just to let people know. And they can also, you know, if you would like, I can also give you my personal email and my telephone number, and they can call if they want to have a book shipped to them. I can do that.
Yeah, why don't you do that right now, since we're right there.
Okay. My telephone number is area code 503-704-4856.
Great. And your email?
Email address is Priscilla, PRISCILLAH1@hotmail.com. And it's the number one. It's not O-N-E.
Great. And so if they want to talk about getting your book or anything, they can go through those avenues as well.
That is correct. And I would put in the subject line, you might want to put, like, call or book. So I know where that's coming from, because I get a lot of emails. That way I can answer you right away.
Wonderful.
Okay. And let me see, what else? So my basic belief is, really do what it is you want to do. Do your calling. I would not really watch a lot of television right now. I think that has a tendency to really bring people down. Stay away from the news. Stay away from things that are really negative. Stay positive. Be your wonderful, perfect self, because you already are perfect the way you are. It's just that we have a tendency to forget. We have a tendency to forget how great we are, how wonderful we are. And I heard this not too long ago, and I think it's such a great saying that somebody said, if you knew how much you were loved by God or the Supreme Being or whatever you want to call it, it would be so unbelievable. You just have no idea how loved you really are.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you. And the capacity to feel that love on a daily basis without anybody around you will help propel you also forward.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. So there's a lot of just really small steps you can also take. And if anybody has any questions, please feel free to email me or call me or whatever you would like to do, and I'd be more than happy to talk to you.
Share with me, Priscilla, how your process, if you will, your process of, was it that you were attracted to these different areas, not necessarily through your own desire yet? I'm talking about going backwards. What was your process? Did you trust your process, and were you drawn to particular creative avenues and passions of yours that you loved and you saw others doing, and then you just decided, I'm going to find myself there and offer it? Was it an experience of, wow, this came to me, this person came to me, this offer came to me, this question came to me from a person, and so I'm going to try it. What was your process?
Well, I worked in high tech for about 11, 12 years, and I just got burnt out because high tech is, I don't know what it is too much right now, but high tech in those days was really long hours and very intense. At that time, I had two small children, and I was gone a lot. So I was at the point where I just really didn't like my life too much. I was making pretty good money, and I was doing okay, but I always had this passion to work with art. So I went on vacation, and I thought about it, and I came back, and 2 weeks later, I decided to give my notice and leave. So I left,
wow.
And what I did was... Yeah, I'm pretty much a risk taker. So what I did was I kept going to a place that I really liked, which at the time was Weiland Galleries, and decided to keep applying and keep applying and keep applying until they decided to hire me. I targeted the place that I wanted to work. So they decided to finally hire me. They hired me, and I worked there for a few years, and then I went to work for Thomas Kincaid, and I worked there a few years, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try something else. And so what I did was I decided I wanted to try hospitality. So I went around to the hotels, and I just started dropping off information. Now this doesn't happen very often, so I went into this one hotel, I was going to give them my resume. They decided to give me a tour of the hotel right there on the spot. So I got a tour of the hotel rooms, and I got hired within, probably a week at that hotel. So and here's another thing. I'm really glad you asked the question. Another thing is, I don't let things stop me, like I don't have a bachelor's degree. I don't have a master's degree in this. I don't speak a different language. I don't have enough money at the time to do this, because if you let those things stop you, you'll always have something that stops you. Or I'm too old, or I'm too young. Oh, please. You know. You just have to just roll with it and kind of be brave.
That is such good advice.
You know, and another thing is if you are a little nervous, I think Toastmasters is also a wonderful thing to be involved in. It helps you get out there and speak a little bit more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but that's how I kind of got into those industries. And so I was in hospitality for about 7 years. And then after that, I said, you know what? I really miss art again. And then I started painting again. And I had painted off and on during the times and stuff. So I started selling my art. Well, as I talked to people about what it is I do and met people, you know, and I would tell them I'm an artist. They'd say, oh, you really are? What do you do? And I'd say, well, I paint abstracts, or I do landscapes, and I do people. And they said, well, can you paint this for my office? And I said, sure. So I would do commission pieces. So I started doing that.
And wow, then, look at that.
Just by talking to people. And so then the next thing is that I started painting things I liked. And then I started noticing what was selling more than other things. You know, some things I really liked and then they didn't sell. And so I said, okay, I'll do like a little bit of both. So I get to still, you know, please myself. But then I get to also sell some paintings and then still work on it. And as I kept painting, I kept getting better and better. And I'm still getting better and better as I paint because everything's a process. You just don't jump into it and go, oh, I'm fantastic. Well, some people are. I can't say that. Some people are fantastic.
Well, no, but I'm
going
to, I need to interrupt you and say,
sure.
First, I have seen her artwork. I've had the honor and the ability to see some of her pieces, and they're really good. Not only do they, the ones that I've seen, have movement in them and color, and they're just, you can definitely see that somebody is an artist and that you're working from a place of depth, that it's flowing through you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that is the thing that I do where time just goes. I'll start, and then 4 hours later I'll go, wow, where'd the time go? And it's gone. Totally gone. So that's one of my definite passions.
Well, and it shows. I mean, it speaks for itself.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It just does.
So that's
go ahead.
So that's how I kind of got into that. It wasn't that I just thought, oh, you know, I'm going to do this. I got kind of burnout. I got burnout with the workforce of the working world and the long hours and the no time off and all this. So I was constantly there and not at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so for the younger people out there, I would suggest really go for it when you're young because you can't, and also for anybody, one thing you can't get back is time. It dissipates quickly. And, you know, we never know from one day to the next if we're going to be here or not. So I would just, you know, love yourself and love your life and live your life to the fullest and you know, just have fun and enjoy it. And by all means, you know, do what you love. Do what you love. And you know, if I can help you in any way, yes, let me know.
Well, if there's anyone that can help you, that can inspire you, that can hold you there until you can hold yourself there, that can be not only see your vision and help expand it, it's Priscilla. You know, I want to touch on this time in our world for the consciousness of humanity is very much a time of many creative lifetimes, lifetimes where people mastered just one expression of art or expression of their own voice in a different form. But we're talking about this lifetime for many people around the world is a time not mistakenly or by accident, but a very aligned time where people are waking up to ideas, to thoughts, to creativity, to mastery. People call me all over the world, and we discuss why they are drawn to the quantum physics when they never were before, why they're drawn to speaking different languages, different locations, why that's waking up in them, why they all of a sudden are drawn to numbers or to notes of music or they desire to cook, etc. This lifetime is very much for many in the form of their humanity and the mass consciousness, a group effort from all past lives but being expressed through this one body, this one form at this one time. So many people are waking up to not only that they're no longer desiring to work at a place that they've been happy or unhappy in, but that the security that place gave them is now no longer.
Radio.com.
whether this awakening within me will help me to help others. What's interesting right now is even though we're in a financial contraction, if you will, in our mass consciousness, a lot of people around the world that I'm talking to are still desiring greater within themselves to do something that makes a difference and to touch people and to help them. So that right now is what, not the technical difficulty, but right now what is going on is a lot of people are very much intact and aligned to wanting to help and make a difference before they even think about making money or the security that it'll offer. It's almost like spirits coming in from a past life, a consciousness aligning with the present life situation of a particular person, and spirit is inviting that person to reconnect with the self-mastery within, with a different form of expression, which creativity is going to be releasing yourself from fear and moving into a place of expression of love or expression of passion or of spirit, but it's going to be a creative expression outside of fear. So if you're at a job or a situation, whether it's a personal relationship or a job, that you're there out of fear from either lack or from some other source, known or unknown by you, right now is going to be a time where many, and again, all over the world, I speak to people in Australia, in Europe, in China, all over the world that are very much gathering, not only individually, but then seeking to gather with each other and to help, to create community, and to do so from a creative aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's a very empowering time, and when you talk about how you are drawn, and it almost sounds like flowing in trust from one thing to the next, your ability to hold all of these gifts and talents have to do not only with this present life expression, but that you might have done that in another form in a past life, and now they're all available to you to work with you and through you to create a better outcome for yourself, for others, and to be that guiding light.
Yes.
Did I lose you? Are you there?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I got lost for a second. I'm back.
Okay.
Yes, I totally agree. It's just it's a mix, and when you look at it, sometimes you think, how can a person juggle all that stuff and do all those things? But a lot of people who are successful have more than one business or more than one avenue of one stream of income. And that's because you can't really count on one thing for one. And plus you want to be able to do all those things that you absolutely love. And if maybe you don't have the need or the willingness or the want to connect with a bunch of people, but maybe you like to do numbers, and maybe you can do numbers in a kind of your own bookkeeping company, and then do something else that has to do with numbers, and maybe work with kids on the side, helping them with numbers, and maybe that's your passion. But, and there's people with all different types of skills. And me, I'm not analytical at all. I mean, I do some things that are a little bit analytical. But most of my stuff kind of flows with more creativeness, more speaking terms.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers, and I love to have a bookkeeper. That's what I have a bookkeeper for. So,
I wanted to pause for just a minute and give you the number to call if you do have a question or a comment. And that number, again, is 1-877-876-5227. Again, that's 1-877-876-5227. And that is questions and comments. We'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, Priscilla. You were talking about the process of loving numbers, and that you might actually incorporate that. Somebody might incorporate that in a different capacity, but they're more free with it.
Right. Like I was talking about, is that maybe you want to open up your own bookkeeping company, and then maybe work with children on the side, or maybe go to a hospital and do some consulting. Now, everything does not have to be an inside job anymore, surrounded by a corporation. You can do consulting mm-hmm. for that type of work, for the numbers
mm-hmm.
work. Or you
mm-hmm.
can do consulting for, let's say, clothing. There's a lot of personal shoppers out there. You could do that for
mm-hmm.
a living. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of things. You could do your, as a matter of fact, you could do your own artwork. You know, if you, let's say you're a great photographer and you have this huge file and you've never done anything with it. So it's time to get your stuff out there. And, you know,
absolutely.
Don't even think about, yeah, don't even let that thought about, oh, who's going to, you know, hire me? Who's going to, you know, want this print? Who's going to do that? You know, don't even let those thoughts enter your mind. Just take your, put your stuff in your car or start making phone calls or make a brochure, whatever you decide to do, and start working on it. Start manifesting that. And it's all the little steps. And as you take one step, God takes 10. So you just
yes,
keep moving
and
forward.
Yes, and to add to that, like you were saying, is be creative with what you want to do. If your creativity is an avenue that isn't available, you might also be being called that you create the avenue, not only for yourself, but others who come after you. So like you put it so well, if nobody did anything with the creativity, we wouldn't have the buildings, the chairs, or the architecture, et cetera, that we do if everyone sat around and I don't believe or it's not possible. So one of the things you might consider that you're out there, and if an idea has been gnawing at you, if it's coming to you in your dreams, if people are talking about that idea in a different way, but you hear words that can connect to you regarding that idea, you are being told in a really big way. Your life is talking to you out loud, and it's trying to guide you. If it's not going away, it's definitely trying to guide you to create that avenue where no one else has. And if you don't know how to create that avenue, if you're completely unknowing and thinking, well, I don't even know, it seems so big, where do I start? I invite everyone always to start with yourself and where you are at, to be with yourself and look at what would I want available that is not available? What would I be excited about participating in that is not available? To really go through yourself as the blueprint of what you want to create for others to be able to enjoy as well. And then reach out. Reach out and ask for help, because if you're being guided and it's not going away, your ability to reach out helps spirit co-create and manifest, as Priscilla was saying as well, manifest and co-create connections for you in ways that you personally might not contemplate or even think is possible, whether you feel non-deserving of it or whether your mental body can't wrap around your mind around it. But I will tell you this, your soul body is very aware of the next steps to come and completely ready and willing and unburdened with the fuel and the abundant energy, if you allow the fear to subside, to guide you one phone call to the next connection to the next. So if you don't know how, then know that you're being asked to find a way and then teach that or make it available for others as well. So I found a quote here that I'm not sure, unfortunately, who the quote is from, but it's a quote that is will mean a lot to everyone in a different way. But it says, "Those who dance are often condemned by those who can't hear the music." And the key to that is if those who dance can be those who are creative or who are free, are often condemned by those who are unfree, or, I mean, really make it your own, but apply that to your own life and realize and recognize that if you're not finding movement and ability in your life, that maybe you're holding yourself back for not even your own reasons, but reasons projected upon you. So you might be a teacher in awakening your own self and awakening the others around you too. So the possibilities and opportunities are endless. Priscilla, you were talking about just recently about the connection of what really stood out to me was the connection of wanting something and not being stopped or held back by reasons why you shouldn't, can't, and won't. You want to touch on that some more?
Oh, yes. There are so many reasons that we can come up with not even to get out of bed in the morning, I think. Sometimes, you know, it's cold, it's snowing, or whatever the reason is. It's rainy, I don't want to, I'm tired. The fear of failure will really stop you because you don't even want to start. I don't want to start doing something because I don't know everything. I don't think I can. I'm not, all these voices, I'm not good enough. And those are not really our voices. Those are voices that we've heard from media, we've heard from maybe parents, other people, maybe mm-hmm. people who we've worked with before. And that's not really our soul's voice. Our soul's voice is like, yes, go try. Yes, you can do it. Yes, you can. You know, take the risk. Do anything, take the little step, you know, and there are, I cannot say enough how gratifying it is to be able to do your own business or to sell a painting that you did or do your own photography, whatever it is. It will give you so much joy you have no idea than to just do the 8-to-5 grind. And maybe that isn't a grind to you. But then also what happens nowadays is people all of a sudden are let go from their jobs. They have no idea that they're going to be there one day and then gone the next. So you walk in, that day you're gone, now what? My question would be, if you could do anything that you really wanted to do, what is it that you want to do? And think about starting to do that in some way now. Because, you know, not to put fear into you, but you might be in a place where you're going, okay, now what? Now what am I supposed to do? And you could do something that you really love. And you have this huge gift that we're all waiting to see what it is. We want to know what gift you have to share.
Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful concept. I mean, can you imagine? I can, and I'm sure you can because you just put it out there. I love that. If every single human being were to stop and say, my creative passion or what I can do is waiting to be seen, and we were to all bring forth and share, then this world would be transformed. It would be saturated with love. It would be saturated with light and creativity, because the language of spirit moves through every modality of creativity. It doesn't matter if you're a life coach, if you're performing marriages, if you are an artist, if you are selling art, if it is creative, it is a language of spirit. And the beauty of a language of spirit is that it is constantly transforming itself to be expressed in as many modalities as possible. And so what you just said was gorgeous and a beautiful vision for everyone to think about, that there are soul contracts between all of us. And what if your soul contract exactly is what Priscilla said, is the next, let's say, canvas that humanity is waiting to receive?
Absolutely. Absolutely. People don't have any idea of what those little things that they do, how big a difference that they make. Huge differences.
Mm-hmm.
Huge differences.
Absolutely.
So I would definitely... Yeah, fulfill your hearts and have fun doing it too. Don't make it hard. Don't make it hard. Make it fun for you too while you're doing it. Yeah.
Well, Priscilla, let's tell again.
Let's make it easy on yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Let's say again your personal information if people want to get in touch with you for either all the modalities you've shared or even those that you haven't shared yet. Go ahead and give them your name and your phone number, your email, and anything else. What's the best way to contact you?
Okay. Well, my website is Priscilla Hewlin and Consulting International. .com, but you can also reach me at priscillah1@hotmail.com, and that's the number one. And Priscilla spelled RISCILLAH1@hotmail.com. Or you can call me at 503-704-4856, and I would love to talk to you.
Yes, thank you so much for that, because, you know, just talking to Priscilla, I don't know if you guys can pick this up, but just talking to her when I do, it is a, it's like an amplified celebration of light and of joy. And it's this energy that you carry, whether you're emotionally, mentally, consciously doing that. It's, we all have a physical body, and then we all have these mental, emotional, spiritual, universal, physical bodies, energetic bodies. And then we have what I call your own personal ozone layer, which is your light body that surrounds you. It has a soul signature in it. Its soul signature is sacred geometry that speaks not only to other dimensions above, but to the environment that surrounds you. And so we're all communicating, whether we are conscious or unconscious of it, with our environment, and our environment is communicating with us at all times. But when I see Priscilla, I see the light around you is just so enormous, and the communication is so supported in a universal way that I would invite, again, anyone to get in touch with her and talk to her and work with her at any capacity, because you will experience a opening up, an awakening, and a transition of positive light in what's possible in interacting with her. Whether it's a conversation and you think about it and you come back to it later, it's one that most definitely will leave you with a feeling in your feeling body that overrides any fear or any limitation or any lack. I can't speak enough about this individual and what she has to offer. Her council of light that surrounds her is very supportive of assisting her to transform the language that she has to offer through her. And so it's this group effort. When I see her walking around, I see not only her, but this huge council of beings that are with her. And it's just about these, it's not, some people experience their humanity as their thoughts, and then there's a break there, and then their feeling body, there's a break there. When Priscilla's around, it is this symphony and all these instruments together on the same page, talking, walking, breathing, and expressing from the same highest place. And so I'm so grateful to have this very special guest on the show tonight, because she has touched many lives, and I'm sure that you will touch many, many more.
Well, thank you very much, very much.
And by the way, you are international. You are able to work with anyone, anywhere. So folks that are listening in London and all over the world, Priscilla works internationally already. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. Hello?
Hi, this is Adi. Hi, guys. Hi, Cynthia. You know me. And actually, I am
Hi, Adi.
Hello, Adi.
London before. I was just curious. I'm always struggling with what is it that I'm doing and what is it that I'm supposed to do, especially at these times. And we talked about this before, but I'm curious more about, like, professionally, because I also have some issues, like how to make money, or not money, but how to make a living out of what I like to do. And you can use me as an example, maybe also for other listeners, as to how this would apply to somebody. That's it.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, Adi,
you know
you're breaking up.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I do, yeah. Adi, you're breaking up a little bit, but let me just say that when you have a desire and you you're having struggle in creating it or getting other people's attention to it, it's the next step for you would be to connect with people where they are at. Sometimes if you have a vision and you're finding it difficult for people to get the vision, to receive it, or to even want to support it financially, you need to then look at the vision and at times connect with where the consciousness is and where they are in relationship to what you have to offer, and then help them to see your vision and your point of view and how it would benefit them. But you sometimes you're going to have the opportunity to speak maybe at the level and language that they are at versus where you're at. So at times, if you feel like there's a delay or if it's not manifesting, at times it might be because you might be, as an example, expanded and looking at helping others to expand, but they're not there yet. So you want to kind of look at the level of language or consciousness that they're at and apply your vision to where they're coming from, and then with them, help them to see. You pretty much become their eyes, and you help them to see how the vision can benefit them. The other thing is you need to get out there in the world as much as possible, but with the intention that whoever you're addressing, wherever in the world you're addressing them or connecting to them, whoever it is that you're trying to reach, your particular audience, age range, male, female, regardless of the industry, you might need to change your script or your dialogue or your language in the way you offer it to them so that they can relate to it. The key to success on many levels is the ability for others to relate, to align with, and connect with what you are offering. So if you're finding that what you're offering makes sense to you and it's a passion for you and it resonates for you, but it is not connecting for others, then it's the opportunity for you to kind of look at where they're coming from and invite them to see, for you to see it through their eyes and then to share the bigger picture with them. So your abilities, Adi, are off the charts, and so your ability to create a language that people can relate to, they can find themselves in it, and then help them to go the extra step, that might be the key to you getting recognized and getting some interaction. Do you understand?
Yes, but I don't know, like, I mean, I can connect with people, and I even connected with some clients recently, and it's been very good. But I feel like something's missing, like there's some blockage somewhere. It's not me talking with others. It seems like there's also some other blockage somewhere. I mean, like, considering all the talents and abilities that I have, normally, I would think I should be in a much better place than I am now, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, it's not so much that you should be in a different place than you are now. It's that the place that you're in now has all of the ingredients to help you manifest where you would like to be. And one of the things for you to consider is that the piece that you feel is missing, you need to first look within yourself, in all your different bodies, emotional, mental, present life, and seek out, is there a piece missing for you? Is there a piece missing for you in relationship to, can you see how big it can be? Can you give it permission to be that big? Can you support something at the level of bigness that you are resigning yourself to wanting it to become? The other thing is that then, once you've really looked at yourself in your own life, you want to look at what is possible that is causing them to hold back or contract in your presentation. Or if you feel that it's not people that you're communicating with, that you're having that connection, then you don't hesitate to ask somebody when you're sitting with them, is there a connection here? Are you feeling a blockage, or are you feeling, however your words would be, don't hesitate to ask them, do you feel there's something missing here? And if so, where do you feel it's coming from? Because it might be a dialogue on an individual level that helps open up the flow to the connection with each other. Okay, so that's another avenue for you to consider.
and about connecting with others, like how important are others in these times to work with? Like, I get a lot of ideas I could work on by myself, but I feel like it's necessary to have others being interested in it.
Well, the level of importance isn't so much... Mm-hmm. The level of importance isn't so much based on the time right now, but I think for you, and it's a very personal thing, the level of importance, see, your project, your idea, everyone, if you have a project or idea or concept, you must always include yourself in it. You must almost always receive at the highest level you can, knowing that it's only so that you will give at the same level. So people's involvement is about the expansion for not only for you to receive, but your ability to give. And so the key is, it's not so much the importance level where you might be thinking, I can work alone, but it's important to work with others. I feel to tell you from your counsel, begin working alone, get a really good feeling of what it is that you are looking at and creating, and then expand that into sharing that with others. And the pieces will be revealed to you as you go, okay? So resistance and reluctance, you want to let that go because everything we resist persists, and you just want to trust in the flow. And again, the key is don't hold back or contract from asking others how they're receiving you or your idea. Get their input, and it'll give you some more insight into what you're doing. Thank you for the call, Audie. It was really good to hear from you. Blessings to you and yours.
No, thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Say much love to Hikomi.
Oh, I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, Priscilla.
Yes.
Are you there?
I am here.
Great. Well, we are basically going to be wrapping up tonight, so I wanted to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being your fantastic self and sharing that with me and all the listeners. And I want to thank the callers. Again, we're so grateful for your participation. We delight in receiving your calls, and we are all one in this collective consciousness of conversation and communication. Folks, call Priscilla at 503-704-4856, and she's given the other information out. I wanted to let everyone know my website has changed. It is Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, the number 9.com. It's up and coming. Check in on it. It should be there hopefully by next month sometime. Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, 9.com. My email address is cynthiasloan@comcast.net. You can always reach me there. And tune into the next show on April 20th, Monday, to hear some very exciting information. And you'll have to tune in to see what that is. It's kind of a surprise. And until then, this is Cynthia. As always, I say to you, if it resonates, make it your own.
Thank you.